If you've been following our blog series, Introduction to Node.js for Salesforce Developers, you'll have learned a lot so far about this popular open-source JavaScript runtime. Our previous two posts discuss why Node.js matters to Salesforce developers and walked you through how to build your first web application using Node.js. In this third post in the series, you'll learn how to access a PostgreSQL database using Heroku Postgres and Node.js. By doing so, you'll be using the most advanced open-source relational database within your applications, and you'll be able to easily sync data with Salesforce using products like Heroku Connect. Invocation Architecture. Invocation Architecture. We'll be working with the Conference LWC app from the previous blog post, so make sure to give it a read. I have pushed the source code in the Heroku Examples/Conference API repo on GitHub. You can clone it using Git by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Introduction to NPM. Before starting this project, let's take a look at NPM, the gateway to the Node and JavaScript ecosystem. NPM is the JavaScript package registry. It is where you can find all the libraries and tools you need to develop applications with JavaScript and Node.js. Did you know that LWC and the Salesforce and Heroku CLIs are published on NPM? Now you know. With every Node.js installation, you also get the NPM binary, which is used to install dependencies to your projects, such as in the previous blog post where we installed Fastify and FastifyCurs. For this new project, we'll install PG, the PostgreSQL driver for Node.js. Creating a Heroku Postgres database. We'll be using a PostgreSQL instance from Heroku, which means there's no need to install the server on your local development machine. However, it is recommended to install PSQL, the PostgreSQL client, so you can interact with the database from the CLI. The Heroku Dev Center provides instructions on how to set up PostgreSQL in your local environment. To have a Heroku Postgres instance, you'll need an application. So, let's create one by running the following command from your Conference API project folder. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note, make sure to replace your app name with a unique application name. Next, add a Heroku Postgres add-on to your application by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Here you are using the Hobby Dev plan, which is free and perfect for development but has some limitations for production environments. If you want to learn more about the available plans, check the Heroku Postgres add-on page. Heroku Postgres database created. You can confirm that you have access to it by executing PSQL through the Heroku CLI by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now, you can execute a SQL query and do something like select now to get the current date and time. PSQL running through the Heroku CLI. Note, to use Heroku PG PSQL, you'll need to install the PostgreSQL client on your local machine. The main advantage of using the Heroku CLI PG plugin is that you don't need to worry about the authentication details. The CLI will take care of it for you. Creating a database schema. You have connected to the PostgreSQL instance. Now you need to create some tables to store information. Let's take a look at the data schema that you need to create for the Conference API application. Sessions API JSON response. The API built in the previous blog post returns a JSON structure composed of sessions and their speakers, so let's create these two entities tables and their relation table using SQL create table. See docs for more info. Please copy the following SQL code into a schema.sql file in your project folder. You'll load it to the database using the Heroku CLI. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Schema.sql file. After saving it, you can either copy it directly to the Heroku PG PSQL prompt, or you can run the following command to import the whole file. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Database schema created successfully. Note, the previous command will work only on Mac OS, Linux, or WSL. If you are using Windows, I recommend copying the file contents to the Heroku PG PSQL prompt instead. Now it is time for the refactor. In the following sections, you'll do two things. Create a migration script to load the sessions.json data into the database. Modify the API/sessions route to query this data and return it in JSON format. Inserting data into the database. Your next job is to insert the data from the data/sessions.json file into the database. Enter Node Postgres. Node Postgres, or PG, is the PostgreSQL driver for Node.js. You need this to interact with the PostgreSQL database from Node.js, and since this is an external dependency, you'll need to install it in your project using npm. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. To connect to a Postgres database, you'll need the connection information and credentials. Since this service is managed by Heroku and attached to your application, you can use the Heroku CLI to get the database underscore URL configuration and store it in a env file by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. A Heroku application follows the 12-factor app methodology, which states that any configuration value needs to be stored in the environment. This is why the app uses a env file. Those files are used to set up environment variables locally per project. Note, don't forget to add the env file to your gitignore. This will prevent your credentials from being leaked to your version control system. You'll use the .env package to load the env file automatically every time you execute a script. Be sure to install this as well by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. After this, you'll be able to access the environment variables stored in the env file by accessing the process.env property in node.js. Now, let's create an instance of the PostgreSQL client using the connection string from the environment. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note, since you are connecting to the database locally and on Heroku, it is recommended to set the reject unauthorized property to false to prevent issues with the TLS certificate during the PostgreSQL connection. Creating a client instance is good for single connections. For this section, you'll create a migrate.js script that will load the sessions.json file into the database. The two methods you will use here are client.connect to establish a connection to the database and client.query to perform SQL queries. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Let's take a look at the final migrate.js script. You can copy it into the data directory from your project. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Querying data from the database. On the migration script, you use the client to perform the database connection. It makes sense in that context because it will be only one connection, but on a real web server like the API you are writing, it is better to use a connection pool to better handle the resources. You will rewrite the API/sessions route in server.js to use a client pool instead. The connections parameters are the same as with the client. You can also define the max number of clients in the pool, but let's use the default for this example. If you want to learn more about the pool class, take a look at the documentation. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now you can perform queries using the client. This could be something simple like a regular select from a specific table or something more complex like the query you need for the API route. As you can see, here we are leveraging the power of PostgreSQL to build JSON objects from a query using the JSON functions, supported in Postgres 9.6, and available in Heroku Postgres. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And that's it. After you rewrite the route, the last thing you'll need to do is to commit your changes to Git and deploy to Heroku by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You have now learned how to access a PostgreSQL database from Node.js using Node Postgres. Be sure to check the documentation to learn more features and configuration options. Also, if you prefer a video format, take a look at using PostgreSQL with Node.js, a video we published on our Salesforce Developers YouTube channel, and don't forget to subscribe. What's next? In the next and final blog post in our Node.js series, you will learn how to integrate this Node.js application with a Salesforce app using Heroku Connect. About the author. Animated photo of Julian, the author of this blog. It features a lime green background, and a photo of Julian, who is bald with a big beard, smirking. Julian Duque is a lead developer advocate at Salesforce. If you want to get in contact with him, just run. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example.